When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast on nofilter.net and iHeartRadio. Brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. That is my website, and that is where you go to find out information about how to get better at golf, either by registering for my free instructional videos or by getting a golf lesson from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at the new facility I'm teaching at in Highland Park, Illinois, which is called the Golf Practice. It is a fantastic facility, and I've enjoyed all my time teaching over there so far. So it's been great. So if you want to get better golf, that's how you do it. You can register to sign up for my free video lessons that go out on a weekly basis, and that'll help you get better, or find out about a golf lesson from me. All right. Today's topic on the Hank Haney Podcast is a topic I have talked about before, but it's back in the news. The official world golf rankings. The official world golf rankings are something that got started years ago, a way to rank players, and all of the tournaments, the major championships, the ones that count, use the official golf world golf rankings to decide who's going to get invited to their tournaments. And what it's been is if you're in the top 50 in the world golf rankings, then you're going to get an invitation to play in the major championships. That's really all the official world golf rankings do. Now, maybe there's elements in players' contracts with club companies or clothing companies or whatever companies they're representing that say, if you're number one in the world golf ranking, or if you're top five in the world golf ranking, or if you're this or that, maybe you get some kind of bonus. But that's not something that is going to affect a lot of players. It's something that may or may not be in players' contracts. So the big issue with the official world golf rankings is just notoriety, where you're listed, and do you get invited to the major championships? So this has been a big sticking point with LIV Golf, because when the players decided to go to LIV Golf, one of the things that they were potentially giving up was the World Golf Rankings, because the World Golf Rankings have not included LIV Golf tournaments. They should, but they haven't, because after all, it is called the official world golf rankings, which means you should rank every player in the world under some criteria. And it's not up to the tournaments or the tour to figure out how they can adhere to the official world golf rankings rules. Of course, this is what the corrupt golf media says, and this is what all the PGA tour backers say, and the people that hate LIV Golf say, they say this, The corrupt golf media says it all the time, and it's up to LIV Golf to adhere to the rules of the official World Golf Rankings. I don't see it like that. If you're going to rank the players, you're going to call it official World Golf Rankings, then why don't you rank all the players and have some way of ranking the players? I don't know what it is. You figure it out. But they got together this last week, and this Peter Dawson, who is the head of the official World Golf Rankings, he made a statement and said that LIV Golf would not be receiving any ranking points. Now, first off, let's talk about this guy, Peter Dawson. This guy is an absolute beauty. These guys that run these things are all the same. This is the guy that used to run the RNA. He's no longer running the RNA. He's running the official World Golf. These guys just hopscotch from one thing to another. And now he's over there at the official World Golf Rankings, which is controlled by the whole cabal in golf, which is the PGA Tour, the PGA of America, the Masters, the USGA, all of the major championships. They're all controlling the official World Golf Rankings. And Peter Dawson, who used to be with the RNA, part of the cabal, now is over there with the official World Golf Rankings, and he's running that thing. This guy is akin to Mike Davis. That's that guy. Mike Davis is the guy that used to run the USGA. Now he's not running the USGA anymore. They got a new guy in there, and I would have to say Michael Wanis. He came from the LPGA Tour. I'd give him a slightly better. Okay, slightly better. But first off, why would anybody even want one of those jobs? I mean, look, and these guys that take these jobs and have these jobs, they are all the same. Every one of these, this Peter Dawson, this Mike Davis when he ran the USJ, they're all the same. They're all the same. They got a navy blue blazer. They got khaki slacks. They got penny loafers, and every one of them is exactly the same. They are so stuck up on what they think golf should be, and then they hide behind the fact that they're growing the game. If these guys are growing the game, what is it that they're doing to grow the game? I mean, really. They give some money that they got from their events or whatever, and they give some money to some golf things that people participate in, and they call that growing the game. That's what they call growing the game. They're exactly what you don't want to grow the game. Golf is too stuffy. It is too blue blazer. You gotta take your hat off when you come inside. You gotta wear your hat forward. No cell phones, no talking, it's just golf. This is how golf is. And the problem is that if you're going to grow the game of golf, you have to appeal to a younger audience, and times are different. I am old. I am 68 years old. I have been around country clubs all my life. I despise them. I've worked at country clubs. I've been a director of golf at country clubs. I have been members at multiple country clubs. I can't stand them. Why can't I stand them? The only ones I like are the Discovery Land properties. You know why? Because Mike Melvin runs Discovery Land, and they don't have all these stupid rules. But these rules just trickle down from all these guys that are all the same that run these organizations. The Peter Dawsons, before that, the Mike Davis when he ran the USGA. Now this Mike Davis guy is designing golf. Seriously, this guy's designing golf courses. Like, who would play a – who would want to – like, I can't wait to play a Mike Davis golf course. Like said no one in the history of the world. Nobody ever would say that. Anyway, these guys are unbelievable. They're unbelievable. So this Mike Davis guy comes out He comes out last week, and he made, you know, everybody was, they thought, that, oh, the Liv Goff, the head of the public investment fund was playing golf with Peter Dawson, and they're going to work out a deal, and they're going to get, the Liv Goff's going to get ranking points. I thought to myself, there is no way, 0.0 chance, Mr. Blutarsky, there is no chance that they were going to give Liv Goff world ranking points. No chance, because they can't do the right thing. They are incapable of doing the right thing. They are one and akin to the corrupt golf media. They are partners with the whole cabal in golf that wants to control everything, and they don't like Liv Goff. And besides the fact that if they gave points to Liv Goff, what bargaining chip would be left on the table when the PGA Tour is working out their agreement with Liv Goff? And who knows if that's ever going to happen, but they're working out their agreement with Liv Goff. And if they gave up that bargaining chip, if they had the world golf ranking points and all the players on Liv Goff could play their way into the major championships, what could the PGA Tour possibly hold over the head of LIV in negotiations? And the answer to that is nothing. They would have nothing. So there was no chance that they were going to get world golf rank. I never thought for a second that they were going to get world golf ranking points ever, ever. No way. No way. So he comes out, this Peter Dawson guy, he's a beauty. And he comes out and he says, this was not political at all. Now, that's first off, that's the stupidest statement ever. It's not surprising, but stupid. I like you're insulting my intelligence by saying something like that. When you say it's not political, that's like when somebody says, let me be honest with you. I'm like, why would somebody say that? I mean, like, I always assume that people are being honest. Like when somebody says, let me be honest with you. What does that mean? Does that mean you're not honest with me most of the time, but now you're going to be honest with me now? When this guy says it's not political, that tells you exactly that it's political. When he says this is not a political decision, it is 100% a political decision. Absolutely. I'm like, who could believe that? Now, the corrupt golf media will, because they'll write about, oh, they didn't, they're not doing the rules. And this Peter Dawson says, here's the problem, he said. He said, there's no qualification process for the Liv Goff. It's not an open deal. And then he got no way to get in it. Okay, that's his deal. And then he says, I have a problem with the team concept. And he brings up the point that somebody said somewhere down the line, a player was, and the player's just trying to, I mean, he's trying to make it sound like the team thing is a big thing. He's trying to be a company guy. And he says, I was more worried about the team than I was my individual score. And Peter does, look what he said. That makes it not fair. And it's not really a stroke play event. And we got a problem with the team thing. And I'm like, okay, if a player plays conservatively on the 18th hole, because he is part of a team and he doesn't go for the individual win because he's part of a team. First off, I don't believe that would ever happen. I don't believe for a second that would ever happen, because they're playing for a lot more money on the win over there than they are on the team. Okay. The guy gets a fourth of the team money. He gets all the player money for the win. So I don't believe that would ever happen. But even if it did happen, he would be costing himself ranking points if they got ranking points. So I don't understand when he played gotcha with this deal. I don't understand how that had anything to do with anything. That made no sense to me. But everything this guy says makes no sense. But actually, it makes perfect sense. It's all rigged. That's what the deal is. So this guy Peter Dawson says he's got a problem with that. He's got a problem with this. And you know, and then he says, well, you know, we can't give you any points. And my point is this. I don't know how many guys should qualify or you should take off the world points list for the majors. And I don't know. I mean, that's not up for me to decide. That's for the major championships. The major championships should want the best possible field that they could have. But Peter Dawson says it's not political. This has nothing to do with it. And then they go and they tell you, you know, Monahan and Pelly or whatever is that? Pelly, the guy with the blue glasses from the DP World Tour, Monahan's guy. You know, he runs around. He just hangs out in Monahan's back pocket. This guy, they recuse themselves from the committee and they're not on the go. I mean, you're on the committee, you're part of the committee, you're a board member, but we're supposed to believe because for this one issue, you're going to say, I'll stand over on the side. We're supposed to believe that's a fair deal. I mean, seriously, does that make sense to anybody? No, that doesn't make sense. No chance at all. So he says no points. Dawson says no points. Of course, he said no points. They would have lost all their bargaining chips, the PGA Tour on the negotiations. But he says no point. And here's my point. I don't know how many players from LIV Golf should be able to play in majors. But I do know this. When the LIV Golf started, there was like 15 players on LIV Golf that were in the top 50 in the world. 15. And now I think there's like one. Is that official world golf ranking? Is that really a reliable source now? And the answer is clearly no. Because all these players have not just all of a sudden gotten where they can't play golf. There is no chance. That is just the most obvious reason right there why you should have world golf ranking points. They had 15 players were in the top. Now it's like one, maybe two. I don't know. One or two. Okay. Not right. Totally not right. 100% not right. Now, how many of them should play in majors? One of the players, I think DeChambeau said they should take the top 12 LIV golfers and they should be exempt for majors. And then people say 12 players, you know, there's all these guys on there that aren't very good and they're under 2-year contracts on LIV Golf and they can't get rid of them and the fields aren't that. Okay, so it's not 12. It's 10 or it's 8 or it's 6. I don't know what it is. It doesn't really matter. Let me tell you what it is. Here's what it is. It's more than zero. It's more than zero. I can tell you that. Like, I don't know how many players on LIV should be exempt to play in majors. Like, if you go off LIV's money list or ranking list, how many of them should be in the major championships based on that list? I don't know. But I do know this. It's more than zero. You can't tell me that zero players on LIV Golf should be eligible to play in major championships. You just that makes absolutely no sense. So it's more than zero. And if you want to be the official world golf rankings, you should figure it out how to rank those players. It's not up to LIV Golf to figure out. It's for them to figure out because that's why you're the official world golf rank. Now, if I was the major championships, I would say, you know what? We're doing our own deal. Screw the world golf rankings. They've all screwed up. We want the best fields because when we have the best fields, we have the best tournaments, and we have the best tournaments, we make the most amount of money, and that's what we're all about. We're all about making money. So we want to have the best field we can have. And how are we going to do that? We are going to have the best players, and we're going to pick them. And we're going to pick who the best players are. And you know what? Maybe we're taking 4 people off the LIV Golf list. We're taking 8 people off. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're just picking people. Maybe the world, the U.S. Open, the PGA, the Masters, the Open Championship. Maybe they should just say, "Hey, you know, we'll give special exemptions to players as we deem fit." And they watch and everything and say, "Hey, you know, this Taylor Gooch guy won 3 times over on LIV. We definitely want to have him playing in a Masters. Or this guy, you know, did this, and you know, and we want to have him playing in the, you know, U.S. Open. It shouldn't go off the world golf rankings anyways.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So I hope that whole thing just – I hope they shoot themselves in the foot because they're all making a bunch of money off this thing. You know, this Peter Dawson guy, he who knows what he's making off this World Golf ranking list. But it is, he's not doing this for free, I can tell you that much. And you know what? They have made this thing so that it's obsolete. It means nothing. How could anybody look at the World Golf rankings, look at those numbers, and take them serious when none of the LIV Golf players are ranked where they should be? Because they just keep dropping like a lead balloon. They're just dropping because they don't get any points. Not fair, not going to change. Nothing surprised me about what they said. The majors have to figure out what they're going to do. But isn't it convenient? And isn't it amazing? No, it's not. It's not amazing at all that none of the major championships are saying a word about this until the negotiations are done with the Public Investment Fund and the PGA Tour. Nobody is saying a word. And as soon as those negotiations are over, you can bet that what's going to happen shortly thereafter is they'll either change the official World Golf rankings and or the major championships will come up with a different criteria to include some of the LIV players in the major championships because they want to have the best championship they can have. And that's what's going to happen. You can take that one to the bank. But you could also take it to the bank that it was never going to happen this time. No way. No way. No how. So that's my thoughts on that. The continuing saga of the official world golf rankings. And it is absolutely a cluster. That's what it is. It's pathetic. That's what it is. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button if you're on iHeartRadio. And make sure you check out all the great podcasts and shows that are on nofilter.net. Like the name says, nofilter.net. And you'll get it straight on nofilter.net. If you've got arthritis pain, let me remind you about my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. It is absolutely the best for arthritis pain, joint pain, muscle soreness. It is the best product, and it's 100% guaranteed. So go to voodoopainrelief.com and check it out. And I'll see you next time on nofilter.net. And you'll listen to me on the Hank Haney Podcast. Everybody have a great, great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.